This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Tuesday afternoon, final hour for us, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. Brandon Adams, host of the Dog Nation Daily Podcast, is going to join us in about 20 minutes from right now. First chance to talk to BA since the Georgia season comes to an end, and obviously look back on that, look ahead to the offseason, transfer portals open, college football playoff games this weekend, lots to talk college football-wise with BA. Coming up in about 20 minutes, and then we will get to an AMA at 1:40 as well. Any question, any topic, phone lines will be open at 404-726-0929. We'll get back into the big story of the day in just a minute.
Yeah, well. I mean, obviously the story about Trey, but I mean, this Falcons thing is getting more legs, and you kind of read and listen to some of the guys who do it for a living, the insiders and things like that. First of all, it's looking like that this the health of the organization, people that came and looked at it, is – you know, I mean, you pay people, you usually take their advice. Well, they were advising the president thing. They were advising the president.
Couple things.
Yeah.
There's one thing very clearly that they advise. I want to get to that in a minute. I'm so glad you brought that up, because there's one thing, Sportsology. The consulting firm that was doing the overall health check of the organization. There's one thing they thought wasn't healthy.
So it seemed like they were advising they needed this kind of thing, because I know a lot of people say the NBA model and all those different things, stuff like that, whatever. But so, obviously, he took their advice. I'm paying you money. Let me see where this leads and everything. And then we talked about Matt Ryan. Obviously, seems like he's going to get this job as interviewing later on this week for that. But the Kirk Cousins thing is like, okay, I think that puts Kirk in a position to be back as a starting quarterback.
So they restructured Kirk Cousins' contract, where they moved some of the cap hit
from 27.
From 26 to 27 to where right now it costs $30 million less against the cap. Ultimately, if he's here, and especially if he's here for 27, he would get an incredible amount of money. Yes. Right now, the cap hit in 27 would be like $68 million.
They're not going to do that.
Which is never going to happen, because none of it's guaranteed. All the guaranteed money has been
paid. And so this is where Kirk goes in, and as you said earlier in the show, can they work out some kind of deal?
Yeah.
It also gives the league, as far as – because the league, nobody believes that Kirk – well, nobody believes that hell, Atlanta's going to give him that $10 million, whatever.
Nope.
But this right here seems more – positive that he's going to be released.
Yeah, you release him unless, and then sign him to a new contract.
Unless
right?
And they may have to agree to it before, you know, back table and all those different things. But yet the league knows too. Now this is a definite date that you know they have to make a move on him and everything. And I know I said it earlier. It makes too much sense, especially the names that are being rumored to Atlanta have connections with him.
Yeah.
And it makes sense for him to be your starting quarterback, bridge quarterback, the original kind of plan, which I still don't understand how you gave a bridge quarterback $100 million. But anyways, and so that leads in, and then
it was a bridge franchise quarterback.
Yes, you get Michael healthy, and then you see where you go from there with Michael if you're going to draft another guy or whatever.
Yeah, because if you take the names away,
yes,
Kirk Cousins at this point of his career, especially if they hire a Clint Kubiak or a Stefanski or LaFleur or one of these guys that have worked with Cousins in the past.
Yes.
Like, I mean,
you're in a better situation to go out and get Jacoby
or a random guy
like
who doesn't have a history with them. Honestly, to be frank, like the guys that are going to be available for that spot maybe aren't even as good as Kirk Cousins.
You could be right.
Like, not like Kirk Cousins is great at this point of his career, but he's average.
Yes.
Like in the last couple games of the season, maybe slightly below average, but still, like, they got like competent quarterback play, which is a part of why they're able to win the games at the end of the season.
Right.
Boy, that's a man. I mean, again, I think you're kind of spelling out a logical scenario. It still is. You can't take the names away, though.
I know.
Like, his name is Kirk Cousins, and he has been here the last 2 years. And he did ask for a trade last offseason.
He did.
And he did whatever you want to say, lie or whatever about his injury and cost. You know what I mean? Like, all happened. That's tough.
Yeah, man. But go ahead. What were you going to say?
Oh, I was going to say something they definitely figured out when they took the overall health check was Falcons fans' aversion to Rich McKay.
Yes.
Like, they told them pretty clearly, like, look, obviously the guy is important in the grand scheme of things in the AMBSC family. Like, he's got a lot of responsibilities. Falcons fans do not want to see him.
Yes.
They don't like his name. They don't want to see his face. They don't want him around. So you got to move him somewhere and keep him off camera.
What if my guy from the water board, the funny one with the hat, he said it perfectly. So he got fired from a job he didn't have.
Yeah,
exactly. Because they put a press release out a couple years ago. So he got fired. I saw that this morning. I was like, this dude is so damn crazy. So he got fired from a job he didn't have. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Because, again, we said this months ago, and I'm telling you, somebody from the Falcons has to be listening right now. Like,
of course
you guys don't have to pay these Sportsology people all this money to do it. Me and Randy will do it. Yeah, now you got to pay us, but
you got to pay them
because there's only two of us.
Yeah.
You know, we'll split it 50-50, and it's good. I said months ago, the Falcons have to find a way to make it seem more clear that Rich McKay is not involved in football operations.
Correct.
Whether Rich McKay actually has anything to do with the failings of the team or not, I don't know. Not up to me to decide.
Right.
But Falcons fans have decided that he does.
Yeah.
And every time they see him, they get mad. We were doing the Wait For It tailgate show like a month ago, and Rich McKay jogs around the area before the game.
Uh-huh.
And I saw him coming, and I was like, hey, Joe, that's Rich McKay, right? And Joe was like, yep. And I was like, do you think all those Falcons fans down there know that's Rich McKay? And he was like, nope. I was like, that's probably good.
Yeah.
That's probably good. We'll keep it that way.
Yeah, man.
And then he'd get in the microphone and say, everybody, welcome. You know what I mean?
That would have been a problem.
That wouldn't have done that.
That would be.
Looks like he can run a long ways, though.
Well, I mean, you remember when we were up there at camp.
A fit gentleman.
You remember when we were up there at camp one time, and it was hot as hell, and he was like going for his jog around Flowery Ranch. So, yeah, I mean, you got to stay healthy, bro.
Got to stay healthy,
man.
You got a lot to live for, you know?
And he does. But,
But that's what Sportsology told him.
Yeah.
That this is all my speculation. He was like, I'll tell you what's unhealthy is the relationship that the fan base has with that guy.
Yeah.
So got to find a way to distance that.
And you need a president of football operations.
Get you a president of football operations that people like.
Yes.
If there's anybody that you can think
of. Yes.
That might make your franchise seem a bit more healthy as well.
Yeah.
Whether it will or not, we'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see. But
But it, to me, it if you read the oh, God, I hate that.
Were you reading tea leaves?
I was gonna say the other word I hate, the other V word I heard. The other V word that I hate.
There's only so many ways to say like that, vibes or the writing on the wall.
The temperature.
You take the temperature. Read the tea leaves.
Like, yeah, man.
I know, we gotta invent some new phrases in 2020.
Yeah, gotta come up with something else, man. Yeah. But no, I don't know. I just like when you're telling me that this is gonna be the hire that gets you back. Not even get you back on track. Get you on track,
right.
to get out of this lull and this funk. It's still gonna be a process. Now, Kurt, if you do hire Kurt, it can make things easier because you got a veteran quarterback.
Oh yeah.
You got a veteran quarterback who's not coming off an Achilles. He'll be 2 years removed from Achilles. He wasn't great in the back half of the year, but he was fine.
He was not.
And then you're telling me you're gonna do that. You're gonna get a guy who knows him. He's been in the system, kind of what you kind of thought that you were doing here. Didn't know Zach, but played in the system that Zach's supposed to call, but yet y'all adjusted the system into something that he doesn't do well, but you had to do it like that because he couldn't get from under center.
Uh-huh.
So then when he gets back, you go under center and you see how it looks. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it was all a bunch of clusters.
Yeah, it was a cluster, but it really would just feel like Groundhog Day if we go into next year again and the plan is,
Yep.
Kirk Cousins plays until Michael Penix is ready. Yeah. And it's like, wow, we did this. Yeah. What are we doing?
Yeah, man.
But no, but this time it's
it might be the
best scenario.
It might be the best scenario
for the corner that they are backed into right now at the quarterback position. It very well might be. And it probably would be helpful to have an offensive play caller who's more expert in that.
If this does happen, I think they're going offensive guy.
Yeah, if it's Kubiak, if it's Stefanski, if it's LaFleur, those guys are all a bit more expert in that offense than Zach Robinson is, even though Robinson had been in it as well. Those guys have called plays at an NFL level in multiple places and had success doing it also. So, yeah, no, it all kind of lines up a little bit. But the other thing, you also have to take personal relationships into it, too. Like, I don't know how Kirk Cousins feels about the Falcons.
I think he's fine with it, Raheem and Perry.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because those were the guys.
Yeah, those guys. Yeah.
He felt misled him.
Yes.
Okay.
And then he came right around. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
That's what it seems like.
Yeah, I could see that. All right, let's get to the big story of the day. Although that kind of is the big story. Yeah. There's another really big story, too. Brought to you by Kicks, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Horn sounds, and that's it. So Toronto sweeps the four-game series against the Hawks. Two in Atlanta, two here in Toronto. And tonight's final score, the Raptors 118 and the Hawks 100.
Why do you say it like that?
I don't know,
the Raptors.
Andy, I got a question for you.
What?
And it came to me the last segment.
Okay.
Or the segment we're talking about, Trey.
Ooh, I hope I have a good answer.
Is Travis Schlenk the president of Washington? Is he still?
He certainly was in that front office.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Wasn't he in that front office?
Dude, that's I don't know. Let me
okay.
Check. Yes, he is. He is an executive for the Wizards.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. I was like, hold on. Because I see more people talk about Washington. I saw the whole C.J. McCollum expiring contract type thing. And you said something about Saar didn't want to play with them and stuff like that.
Well, that was kind of the rumor. Yeah. But
the rumor that Saar
seems pretty likely.
Yeah. And I had to think for me. I was like, when Travis Schlenk?
No, yeah, you're right.
Travis Schlenk in Washington?
Travis Schlenk is an executive for the Washington Wizards.
Okay.
That'd really be something, wouldn't it?
That's all I wanted. I was like, because I don't believe – in my heart of hearts, that Travis Schlenk wanted to trade Luka Doncic.
Oh, I don't either.
I can't believe.
No,
that.
I don't.
I think this was a.
I think I know in my brain.
Yeah,
of brains
yeah
that he
this
didn't
one. This
trade
one.
Luka
this
Luka
wasn't a Travis. That wasn't a Travis Schlenk. Now Travis ain't. I mean, but
Just to start us from the beginning again, and then get back to all of this. This conversation stems from the reports yesterday from Shams Charania and others NBA insiders that Trae Young and his agents are working with the Hawks front office to find a trade partner. That it seems at this point, as we sit here right now at 1:13 on Tuesday, that Trae has played his last minutes as a member of the Atlanta Hawks.
Yes.
And I thought we had a really good kind of long-form 10-15-minute conversation with Mike Conte at 11:40 this morning where Mike gave even kind of more context and detail about what all is going on. If you want to go back and listen to that on the Odyssey app, it's very good. But yeah, that's where they're at right now. That is really fascinating, though, to think about the fact that Travis Schlenk is over there, could reunite with the guy that he drafted. Now, again, the bummer of all of it is it would have been really fun to see a healthy Trae and a healthy Porzingis play with this group that they put together
to do that
was supposed to really highlight what Trae can do. We never got to see it this year. So we're this far along this season with the trade deadline a month away and Trae having a player option at the end of the year. You don't know yet, so it might be smart to move on. You're not going to get much in return.
No. If you're expecting, like, oh, hell yeah, it's like compensation, it's not going to happen.
Now, I don't want to sell these guys short because this front office, in a very brief amount of time, has pulled off some pretty impressive stuff.
Right.
Like, to get that unprotected first pick from the Pelicans is shocking. So who knows? Maybe they'll be able to get a bit more than we're anticipating in return for Trae because they've done a pretty good job so far,
right?
Both in free agency and in trades. But yeah, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if it's just a kind of a contract kind of dump for another team and you move on, frees up money for you this coming offseason. So guarantees Trae can't opt into that $50 million.
Right.
And then, you know, hopefully that pick conveys as the number one and you can restart there and whatever, kind of move on in the post-Trae era. But It feels like the...
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
The final days of the Trae Young era with the Atlanta Hawks, which, by the way, had some pretty good highs.
Yeah, man.
The highest highs that the Atlanta Hawks have ever had.
Exactly, bro.
Yeah.
I hate that, because I really wanted to see it. I think a lot of us wanted to see it.
Yeah.
A lot of us wanted to see it.
I did, too.
And they won't be able to.
Never will, unfortunately. All right. Brandon Adams is here. He'll join us next. Thanks for being with us here. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We'll talk college football, Georgia football with Brandon Adams after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.